Good morning. First, I want to say thank you, Neil. You are good Samaritan for me today. The enemy tried to take my peace before I came, but Neil brought peace to me, and thank God for that. I would like to share with you today about how can understand more about refugees and also the kind of the Christmas season, as we know that Jesus, when he came, he brought peace, shalom, to the earth. And one of the biggest things right now, how can we deal and our feeling with immigrants, people, and the refugees? And as you know, I am from Egypt, and most of this scripture talking about Egypt as well, as Jesus was refugees and his family to Egypt land. But before I going to talk about that, I believe Christmas time, I believe that Jesus is the reason for this season. I know like a lot of people now, they try to avoid the reason of this Christmas time. I hear a lot of people to say like happy holidays. And for me, I prefer to say Merry Christmas. Why? Because I believe Jesus is the reason for the season. This is why we celebrate of the birth of Jesus today. Christmas can be a season of great joy. It is time of God showing his great love for us. It can be a time for healing as well and renewing strengths. You see, Christmas, it will celebrate the birth of Christ's child, that God sent his son, Jesus Christ, into the world to be a born, to bring joy and love, and also bring peace, shalom. And today, I will talking, I'm not going to talking about like that this season that Jesus brought like joy and love, but I'm going to talking about that Jesus brought shalom, peace, for a lot of people. In this description, we see that Jesus born in Beit Lech, in Israel, but there was a challenge for him and his family. And God sent the angel to Joseph and Mary, and he asked them to talk the baby born, Jesus, to go to Egypt because there is life threatened for him and for his family. What happening, Jesus and his family, he went to Egypt. The history of the church in Egypt, I'm not sure about that, but just to let you know, like the history of the Coptic Orthodox Church said that Jesus spent 2 years in Egypt until the king Herod, he died. I'm not sure if you visit Egypt before, but if you visit Egypt, there is big and beautiful places in Egypt showing that every place that Jesus visited and spent a lot of time in Egypt. It's called like a holy family place. If you're planning to visit Egypt, I want to encourage you to go for big tour from Egypt, from north to east to west to south, and you will see every place that Jesus and his family spent 2 years in Egypt there. But it was beautiful things, and also you can remind how we see Jesus as a refugee at this time. I know like we're not talking that Jesus was a refugee, this is something strange. But this is the truth. Jesus spent 2 years with his family in Egypt as a refugee. And you know like, let me to talk about something really a challenge for us as American people today. Most of people now, they're dealing about the new movement in America. Some people, they have good feeling about immigrants and the refugees. Some people, they have negative feeling. And the big question now I would like to bring it to you today about how do you feel about, how do you really feel about refugees coming to your country? And I want to ask you to think about that. How do you feel about when you see people come to our country? I'm sorry because I'm saying our country, so I include myself. because I am American citizen as well. So I want to, like, I am Egyptian, but also I have American citizen. So I will include myself with you. So forgive me in that, if you are. But the another question, how to treat refugees with dignity? And what the Bible say about how to treat refugees as well? The another question, how to respond to refugees crisis? This is a big question. When we thinking about Christmas time, when we thinking that Jesus brought peace to the world, there is a three question we have to think about it, about refugees. And how can we feel about that as American people? But before I go to that, let me tell you some things. I do not really how you understand the refugees feeling when they come to America. And I will talking more specific about America. You know, like most of refugees when they come in America, it's not a choice for them. What happening for them, the government there or what happening in their society, they force them out from the country and they came here and they stay looking for peace and security. It's not a choice for them. Why? Because most of people, they don't like to leave their country. They don't like to leave their family and friends and the church and the community. And when they come here, they start everything from the beginning, which is big challenge and the problem for a lot of immigrants, people, and refugees as well. It's a lot of difficult feeling. You cannot imagine how these people suffering a lot to start the life from the beginning. There is people, they lose family and friends when they leave here. People, they look for social network. Also, the language problems, and they look for access for service and the resources. You don't know anything. They sometimes the loss of status or identity. Some people, they lose identity here. It's not easy. Some people, they lose of job or career. I know, like, some doctors from Egypt, what happening, like, when they come here, they're working in gas station. And they were very famous in Egypt. They work as a doctor, and they come from very big family. And when they're coming here, it's hard for them to start from the beginning. They're working in difficult world and hard work, and this is not easy for them. A lot of people do lose job and the career, and the culture difference, everything is different, language different. There is also a lot of discrimination against them. I know, like, it's not all people do welcome in immigrants and refugees. I know, like, some people, they hate them. For me, one thing is happening with me for almost 5 years. When I travel to every community college for my ministry, and when I drive my car, someone behind me, beside me in another lane, and he opens the window, and he had like a cup of coffee with him. And he tried to throw to me. And he told me, like, go and live in your country. You know, like, I don't know, like, it was a scare for me, and it was bad feeling happening. But this is true. There is a lot of discrimination against refugees and immigrants as well. We as a Christian, we have to think different. And I will tell you now how the Bible help us to treat refugees. I don't know about you, but we have in Calvin Church, we have some people came from different culture and the immigrant to United States of America. I don't know what the feeling, but for me personal, I feel welcome in a church here in Calvin. I feel love, I feel that I connected with a lot of people, I feel a lot of support from the church, which is this gives me a lot of peace. But out of a church, what could be some churches also? There is a lot of difficult feeling against refugees and immigrants. With the government right now, there is big question about how can we welcome them or shut down the door for immigrants and refugees. There is a lot of isolation. isolation is a big thing, is because you not feel like, as refugees or migrants, do not feel connected with people quickly. There is a lot of isolation and loneliness with, because the language, the culture, the everything is different here, and this is very hard also for people. I just tell you what the refugees and the immigrants are feeling. There is a lot of difficult feeling. So America is dreamland. Yes, America is dreamland for a lot of immigrants and the refugees. But at the same time, it's not easy, and it's not everything is not smoothy here. Everything is difficult and hard, and the it's hard to start everything from the beginning. This is what the I am one of them. I'm not a refugee. When I came here, I came as a migrant. So I chose to come by myself. But as I told you, refugees people, they not choose to come here. What happening, they force them out to be here, to looking for peace and security place. I don't know, like for almost 6 years now, what happening in Middle East, there's something you call like a Arabic Spring. I don't know if you hear about the Arabic Spring or not. In fact, it's not Arabic Spring, it's winter spring. Because what happening like people really suffering a lot from war and the radical Muslim like ISIS or something, they attack people, they attack the government, they attack Christians, they attack everything. So it's a mess right now. And it's a big thing in Syria. I think you know a lot about what happening in Syria. Syria is big crisis because most of people, they lost family, friends, and the home, and job, and everything, because there is civil war there. There is attack between the government and the ISIS, and the people, they're really suffering. It's almost 18 million become refugees after Arabic Spring. Why? Because there is very dangerous and life-threatening against them. A lot of family, they lost kids and the children and women. I don't know like if you saw this picture before or not, but this is coming from, this is child from Syria. His family tried to use the sea to go in Greek island. And this child lost all of his family, and he died also. This is a Turkish, can you go back, please? So what happening, like, when I saw this picture, really broke my heart. This child, he had beautiful future, he looking for beautiful future, but now this is the result. Because he and his family looking for peace or safety country, and this is the result. He lost his life and the family also. So the next slide, they show us about, this is a boy. You saw like he died in the sea and his face in the water. His smile is gone. His future is gone. His family is gone. Everything is gone. When I saw this picture, this is broken my heart. How many children be looking for peace? As we remember Jesus as a baby, as a child, Jesus also suffering like him. Because Jesus, if he stay in Jerusalem at this time, he will lose his life and his family. But Jesus also leave his country and he went out to Egypt to stay there until, you know, everything become safe for him and his family. The next slide show us about how many child the suffering because you don't have food in Africa. When I look to this picture for the little baby or toddler, I saw like I cannot imagine that we believe that God created us in his image, right? This is why we believe. When I look to this child, I see like God created this child in his image. But what happening with him and with his family or country, we destroyed God's image. I believe this is not God's image. I believe this is not God's purpose to see the child and children die because they don't have food. I remember Neil preached last year about how much we spend money in Christmas time, in food, in clothes, in everything. America, they spent a lot of money in Christmas time because a lot of people, they understand that Christmas is the season for shopping. It's a season to spend a lot of time, a lot of money as we can. But when I look this picture to see how these children suffering because they don't have water to drink, they don't have food, they die because there is no food for them. It's hard and difficult. We destroyed our God's image. But this is picture can just let you know to think like it. When you see people looking for help, I believe when Romans say the Bible said the Romans come over and help. This is why people be looking for help from us here. And I'm here in America, everything changed my life. But I know there is a lot of poor people and children in Egypt. I know from my church there is at least 20 families they don't have food to eat from my church. They don't have money to go to the doctors. When they become sick or children become sick, they prefer to stay. Maybe God gives them healing or they can die because they don't have family. Every time when I, thinking about Christmas, I said, I need to send the money to them, to this family in Egypt, to help them at least one time every year or twice every year, to help them to survive, to have some money or food or... But I know that is not enough, but this is why I'm trying to do my best for that. But this is because can help you to see how many people be looking for help. They ask for help. This is the next slide also. This is one of the child in Syria also, an immigrant to Canada. And this child lost all his family, except himself. I don't know how he's feeling that he lost his brother and sister and his father and mother, and he is alone by himself. There is difficult future for him. It's hard life for him to grow up, even if he lived Syria and now he lived in Canada. But also, it's so difficult because there is no family around this child. A lot of a child and the children, they're suffering a lot. And just to let you know, most of the refugees now, most of them, more than 50% women and the children, most of them. Why? Because they lost the husband in war or what happening, but most, more than 50% now, women and the children. And the next slide show us how people they looking for safety and the security place. They're using everything to come here. They're using boots, they're using something illegal, and sometimes they not arrive here. They die in the sea. They're dying before they come here. But this is true. A lot of people, they're really looking for hope and peace, but a lot of refugees, they die before they come here. Because people, they're looking for place to start the life, good life with them and with the family. And the next slide, I said, they're using everything to help them to come here. America or Europe or Canada or Australia, whatever, because there is no food there. I share with you a little bit about how the refugees suffering a lot. And as I told you, they're not a choice to come here. What happening, the government there or what happening in their country, they force them out. It's not a choice for them to come here. We as a Christian, we as reflects God's image and God's love. And remember when Jesus also as a baby, how can we treat people? How can we let God move our heart to show love and mercy and bring peace to them? I tell you something, what the Bible said about refugees, and I want to leave it with you before I close. The next slide shows that Jesus and his family, as I share with you, become refugees in Egypt. And then, just to let you know, there is verses Jesus said, like Jesus asked before, and he asked us today, who do you say I am? Jesus ignored this question and returned to the idea of kingship. He said, my kingdom is not of the world. When we see the land, this is the kingdom of God, America or Egypt or Israel or Europe or everything. And what's happening, like, we cannot honor this land because this is not our land, and I will use you that. It's a kingdom of God. When people come to live here, they're coming to the kingdom of God. When people, even if they come from different religion, different culture, different ethnics, white or black or color, whatever, they're coming to live in the kingdom of God. Right? They're coming to see because this is the kingdom of God. And the next slide show you, like, the region of Christ has no geographical boundaries. There is no boundaries for the kingdom of God. No boundaries. I know, like, the government put boundaries to know this is America, this is, like, Canada, this is Mexico. I know that. I understand that. But for region of Christ, there is no geographical boundaries at all because this is the kingdom of God. That I know, this is what I believe. We know that his region is about dignity and equality for all. It is about love and caring and sharing. Christ's region is about faith and hope and grace and love. Our God region over all things, all the country. We called to sharing the good news of Jesus Christ for all nations, for Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Buddhist, Hindu, every people come from different religion. Our responsibility to sharing the good news, to bring peace, shalom, to them. Living as Jesus lived, love as Jesus loved. As we know, like John chapter 3 and verse 16, for God loved the world, everyone, that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Sometimes we use this word, like, this country are our enemy. This person is my enemy. To be honest, this is not right. Because we as a human being, we are not enemy for each other. The enemy is the evil. They use the evil things to destroy God's image. No one, like, the Satan is your enemy, but your brother, your sister, they are not your enemy. We come from one thing. God is our Father, and that's it. And the Bible also teach us that love refugees as yourself. And the Bible said, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And I preached before about the Good Samaritan. The big question, like, who is your neighbor? Your neighbor is not someone coming from your religion, your family, or someone like the same color for you, but your enemy could be someone strange in you. The Bible teach us that you shall not love your neighbor as yourself. This is why Bible teach us. When we look to the refugees people, we have to love them as we love ourselves as well. The Bible, I really like this, the second description, from Matthew 25 and 34 to 40. The Bible teach us how can we invite the stranger in. And I would like to read the description quickly for you. Then the king will say to those on the right, come, you who are blessed by my father, for I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, I was refugees, I was immigrant, and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you come to visit me. The people on the right hand answered to him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and we feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needed clothes and clothed you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of this brother and the sister of mine, you did for me. When you do some for someone strange, you do this for Jesus. When you feed hungry people, you feed Jesus. When you invite a stranger in your house, you invite Jesus in your house. Honestly, this is the word of God. This is the truth. This is what Jesus teach us. We invited Jesus in our house because we welcome in strange people. We welcome refugees and immigrants in our country and our home and our church as well. Another thing is like the Bible teach us also, and I hope you can realize that we are a stranger and the visitors on earth. No one can live forever, but we are strangers and visitors on earth. There is a lot of verses in the Bible teach us about that, that we are not live here forever in earth. You will leave everything, your money in bank, your job, your career, your family, your land, everything, you will leave it. You cannot take anything with you because this is not your home. The Bible teaches us in 1 Peter chapter 2, it said, dear friends, your really home is not here on earth. You are a stranger here. You are a stranger here. I ask you to keep away from all sinful desires of the flesh. Can we understand that we here in the earth, we are strangers? This is not our home. Our home in heaven. The refugees also, when they come here, we have to think this is not our home. They are welcome to come because this is the kingdom of God. We leave everything behind us because our home in heaven, not here in earth. The last thing is God asked Israel to treat a stranger as a native born. Remember, when Joseph came and lived in Egypt, when I read the Bible, I saw like a lot of people, they came and lived in Egypt because Egypt at this time was a safe place. We see like Abram came and lived in Egypt. We see like Jacob, Moses, Joseph, and a lot of people, they came and lived also in Egypt. But after Joseph and his family, Jacob came and lived in Egypt. They lived like more than 400 in Egypt as strangers. And God called Moses to ask the children of God to go out from Egypt and to go in the promised land. What's happening? God asked Israel to treat a stranger as a native born. Remember what God said to them in Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 34. God said to them, you should treat the stranger like a native born Israelite. Love them as you love yourself. Why? Because God reminded them that, remember that you were once a foreigner living in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. We have to remember that. If we remember that we are a stranger, I believe that we have big heart to welcome stranger people in our country. We love them because God loves them. We welcome them because we welcome them as we welcome in Jesus in our life. You know, like sometimes I'm asking God for forgiveness for myself. If I have bad feeling against the foreigners, and I share with you about that sometimes I had bad feeling against Muslim, but God changed my life when I started to love them. And I'm not forcing you to do that. I'm not like pushing you to love the stranger, but this is between you and God. remember that God called us to share the good news with them. So every time when I remember how much I hate the Muslim and how God changes my life, I ask God for forgiveness. It's time to ask for forgiveness if you still have bad feeling against the foreigner. And there is some prayer I really like you to join with me in this prayer. This prayer can help us to make shift in our life, to love, to forgive. So this prayer is coming from Francis of Assisi. This is like from Catholic prayer. I would like you to stand with me, please, and join with me in this prayer. I would like you to pray this prayer together from your heart, from your heart. And I hope this prayer can make some change in our life. So please join with me in this prayer together. Lord, make me a channel of thy peace, that where there is hatred, I may bring love. That where there is discord, I may bring harmony. I may bring faith. I may bring the light. That where there is sadness, I may bring joy. Lord, grant that. Reserve to comfort, then to be comforted. To understand it, then to be understood. To love, then to be loved. For it is by giving that one receives. It is by self-forgetting that one finds. It is by forgiving that one is forgiven. It is by dying that one wakes. Amen.